We've just seen a short clip there, a recap of where we've got up to in our previous weeks when we've looked at the book of Nehemiah. We've now at last come to the end of Nehemiah's story, and after quite a struggle with some powerful foes, Nehemiah and God's people have got the walls of Jerusalem built. This is a real turning point for God's people. Look at where they've come from. They arrived into Egypt, a family, and they left a nation. And then God's people leave Judah in exile, a nation, and now they've returned much smaller in number than they were before. But with the potential to again be a great nation, the people God promised. How are they going to do this? Well, they need to keep their side of the covenant and they need to trust in God. It's the start of another new beginning. Today we are looking at something which, if you read the book of Nehemiah straight through, you might gloss over, you might miss it. It might not even feature if you were to retell the story to someone. But this part is really important. This is about two things: thanking God and celebration. The walls, the gates, and the people are purified. The people are saying, "We've made things new. We uphold the covenant." The people's celebration isn't just any old party. It is a celebration for a reason. That reason is because God has brought them to this place of new beginning from a place of total despair. Most of the remaining population would have known nothing else but living in destruction after conflict. It brings to my mind those pictures we often see on the news of those today living in cities devastated by war. We also have the group who returned earlier from exile, and you can see their story in the book of Ezra. Those people and those who returned with Nehemiah would have known nothing but a life as an immigrant in a foreign land. But now they've returned, and God's people want to do nothing but thank God in joyous celebration. I think it's clear to see why there is a thanks celebration here. But what about us? How often do we thank God? It's right that we petition God to intercede, and it's right that we ask God to guide. But it's also right to thank God for what he has done and what he continues to do for us. I'm sure there are some philosophers among you who are asking, why does God need our thanks at all? He's all-knowing, all-powerful. He's present everywhere. Well, the answer is, it's about relationship. God is not in great need of our thanks, but it builds our relationship with him. It turns our eyes from what God has done to the person of God himself. And that's the end goal, relationship with God. And God looks at us and says, they are my child, and I am well pleased. Of course, the celebration comes out of a desire to thank God. In fact, celebration is one of the overarching themes of the Bible. It's what clever people call a meta-narrative. From Old Testament feasts in Exodus to the parables of Jesus in the New Testament. Lots and lots of celebration. The one we look at today is just one example. So let's see what God's people in Nehemiah's story did to celebrate their renewed relationship with God. Firstly, they gathered together, and then they got a band together, and then they sang songs of thanksgiving and celebration, and they did that joyfully. They did something to symbolise their thanksgiving and celebration afterwards, so they would remember. Does that sound familiar? Well, it should do, because they're doing church. It's how our church is modelled today. It doesn't feel quite the time, really, at the moment, for us to be talking about celebration. For nearly a year now, we've been under restrictions as the COVID-19 virus has spread. But despite this, we should always come to any act of worship with an attitude of joy. Not just an emotion, but a deliberate action. There are things we can still be thankful for, even though we are in difficult times. And when this crisis is over, just like God's people in Nehemiah's time, we'll be able to mark that in celebratory worship. So, when we are face to face again, after the exile experience of lockdown, what do we do? Well, this is what we do. What we do when we meet as a community of Christians will be based on celebration in the Bible. Will you come ready to give thanks? Will you come ready to celebrate what Jesus has done and is doing for you? Will you come joyfully to celebrate your relationship with Jesus? And I don't mean you need to fling your arms in the air, but you can if you want to. And I don't mean you need to dance in the aisles, although I may join you if that's your way. And I don't mean you need to wave a flag, jump up and down, shout amen, but do that if that is your expression of celebration. You don't need to do any of those things, but you do need to be joyful. You are here because Jesus saved you. You are here because you are loved by God and love him in return. You are here thankful that God looks at you, whatever you've done, and says, "You are my child, and I claim you as my own." So come expecting to celebrate, and come with your heart focused on the God who loves you.